You continue to believe that I'm going to go somewhere, that I'm going to leave, I'm going to walk out that door, and you're never going to see me again. Am I wrong? No, tell me I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, then I'm sorry, and I will drop it immediately, but tell me I'm wrong. So you can't even look at me right now. Hey, you have to look at me when I say this. I'm not going anywhere. I mean it. I'm not going anywhere. Hey. No, I'm not going to abandon you. I know you've heard that before. Trust me, I know you have. I know there's no way for you to intrinsically feel like it'll be different. Like, you want to believe me. I know you want to believe me. But, you know, yeah, the past says differently. And we believe the past. We believe what we know. We believe cycles and patterns. And so you think I'm going to leave. You think I'm going to one day wake up and just what? That's crazy. I'm never going to wake up and not be in love with you. That's absolutely lunacy. It is. Because I'm in love with you. I mean it when I say that I'm in love with you. No, I'm not in love with some fantasy version of you, some imagined idea of who you could be, or... No, not at all. I love you as you are in front of me. That's the thing, that's what love is, isn't it? It wouldn't be fair to love a fantasy or to hope for you to change in these ways or that way, and if you don't, then I don't love you. That's insane. That's not love. No, it isn't. That's loving a fantasy, which is just not fair to another person. It's not fair to you. I really wouldn't do that to you. No, I thought long and hard before I told you I loved you. I felt it. Super early. I felt it. I won't even say how early, because it'll make me sound crazy. But I felt it super early. I felt it in the back of my throat. I felt it in my heart. I felt it in the palms of my hands. I felt it. And every part of my body wanted to say it, wanted to just blurt it out. And I had to fight so hard not to, because I wanted to make sure before I said it that it was... Yeah, that was the real deal, that I that it wasn't just a feeling, that it, because love is a feeling, but it's also a promise, isn't it? It's more than just what you feel inside your body. It's saying I love you to someone is, I think it's a promise. That you're going to put them above yourself. That's what love is. It's like a, it's not a sacrifice. I wouldn't say it's sacrifice. I'd say it's, that's not even a responsibility. There is a responsibility to it. But I think it's more than all those things. I think it's you saying that I'll be there for you, that I put you before myself, that I want you. I want all of you. That I can't go a day without having you here. I think that's what saying I love you means. And I wanted to be sure. So when I said it, I didn't take it lightly. When I say it now, I don't take it lightly. I don't take it lightly at all. I really, 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 really love you. I do. And when you love someone, you're not going to abandon them. I know that's why you've been pushing me away. I can tell. It scares you. It's not wrong that it scares you. That's fair. You're allowed to be afraid. But what you do with that fear, that's different. Ignoring me, making me chase after you. Yeah. Because you want, at some level, you want me to prove you right. You do. Even if you don't want it, that's the problem with us subconsciously. Sometimes we just do the things we don't want at all. The things we fear the most are the things we create. All the time. All the fucking time we do that. We self-sabotage. We're our own worst enemies. I don't want that for us. I don't want to be fighting you. I want us to fight the world together. Yeah, I want us back to back, not at each other's throats. And we can be. I know we can. You just gotta trust me. I know you're afraid of letting someone in. Why wouldn't you be afraid? I get it. People have disappointed you. People disappointed me. People have hurt me. Before I met you, I had given up. I mean it. On finding someone? Yeah, of course. Oh, no. Of course there were people I found pretty and people that I wanted to get close with, but I didn't let myself. Because, I don't know, you get hurt so many times, you just... It's that whole analogy with the horse. You know, you fall off, you fall off, you fall off, and eventually you just don't want to get on the horse anymore. And I think at some level, I didn't want to get back on the horse. I was afraid. I got bucked too many times. I don't know. I don't know what was different. I think... I think you just made me feel safe. And I didn't think you were going to hurt me. So I don't know, I got back on the horse again. And I for the first time in a long time, wanted someone to be close to. Wanted someone to get close to me. I wanted to feel all those things again, even though I know that every time I felt them before, I got hurt. Same way you have. You're afraid of feeling this way because every time you felt this way before, you got your heart broken. Am I wrong? And it is scary. Of course it's scary. But can you trust me when I say I'm not going to hurt you? I'm really not going to hurt you. No part of me wants to hurt you. No part of me wants to... No. I want us to last. I want to be with you. I just know. It's a feeling. It's... When I wake up alone, I think about you immediately. I think, what is she doing? What is she up to? Why isn't she here? And then I text you. And then you text me back. And then the second I see you, my day gets better. You know, it's like everything's in black and white. And then I see you and then it's just color. And everything's just right. It's 100% how I feel. That's why it sucked when you were pushing me away. That's why I was... I know. I was trying to find a way to tell you without, I don't know, scaring you off or making it worse or... No. You don't have to apologize because I understand. That's why we work. That's all anyone's looking for. Someone who understands them. Who gets them. Who sees them as they are. I see you. Completely. There's no part of you you have to hide. Or pretend, or... Because that's not what I want. I want you. So can you come here? Yes, come here. No, don't apologize. You don't have to say sorry. Because I don't want you to. Okay? I missed you. Being here, being close. Just being mine. I miss that. You're okay. You are. I promise I'm not mad. I don't want to be mad at you. Trust me, I hate it. Promise me you won't do this. Or if you feel it, you at least talk to me. Can you promise me that? I'm never going to yell at you. I'm never going to shout. I'm just going to listen, okay? I'm not going to judge. Because you don't need that. You just need someone who's willing to listen. Of course I'm willing to listen. There's nothing you can tell me. No, there's nothing that would ever... Yeah. I'll always be here to listen. Even if it's about us. Okay. I'm very happy. Very, very, very happy. You make me very happy. That's one of the million reasons why I love you. I'm glad you love me too.